is Abby.
My name is Mbai.
And this is the Unfiltered Exchange. So today's topic, it's quite interesting. It's something that we felt like should be talked about more.
Yeah, because I'm sure very few people know about it and what it
really is. Yeah, like we know what it is, but we don't really understand.
Just had yeah. Two stories.
Mm. Yeah, so today's topic is psychedelics, and I'm pretty sure like most people listening to this know what psychedelics are, but Mba is going to tell us what the meaning is.
Well, psychedelics are drugs that are associated with hallucinating.
Mm-hmm.
Actually also called hallucinogens. Mm-hmm. And they really mess up with the functioning of your brain.
Yeah.
It's either you'll have heightened senses, or you start seeing your own things.
Yeah.
It can be fun or extremely bad.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll read for you a few stories of people who've tried them.
Mm.
You decide for yourself, do you want to try? Actually, don't. They don't seem fun at yeah. all.
But then again, it depends on like what you're taking and the dose you're taking and where you are. Like, if you take a psychedelic and you're not in a place where you're comfortable, then you will definitely have a bad trip. Or with
people you trust.
Yeah, or with people you trust. Because you can, let's say you're taking this drug for the first time and you're with people who you don't know, like you've been introduced maybe by your friend. And then when you take it, you start feeling as if these people are out to get you, like they're plotting against you.
Yeah.
Yeah, your paranoia just increases. So it may end up with you getting, like having a bad trip because you're thinking these guys, they're out to get you.
Even also depends on your state of mind. If you're someone with like anxiety or depression or, you know, those negative things, and you take it, it will make whatever condition you have seem extreme.
Yeah.
And maybe you hurt yourself or others.
Mm.
Now if you're depressed and then you take a psychedelic and then you want to kill yourself.
Yeah. You know, you might, because you're not sober, so you don't really know what you're doing. You're just letting your body do everything for you. And then you end up killing yourself. That's actually one story I saw of someone who took a psychedelic and then they ended up killing themselves.
No way.
But you're advised not to take psychedelics if you have like an underlying mental issue.
Yeah.
Or if you're going through something like really dark, let's say when you're grieving, you're advised not to take psychedelics. Yeah. Mm. So if you're taking psychedelics, please make sure that you're not going through something, because it's not going to end up well for you. It'll be so hard. And you know, some periods of tripping of some drugs are long. You know, some last for hours, days.
Imagine being high for days.
Days. And keep in mind, you're not even having a good trip. It's a bad trip and you're going through it for 3 days.
Hey. I mean, I would definitely want to kill myself.
Yeah, I would definitely.
If I'm having a bad trip and it's not ending, I can't imagine the agony that's there.
And you know, you don't even keep track of time. You can't keep track of time. Like, it's 3 days, but it might seem longer. And you're just stuck in this
reality. You even feel reality. Like you got out of the trip being older.
Yeah. And you know, people kill themselves because they're desperate to get out of this, you know, this trip. And the only way to do it is killing yourself. Ata kulala itasaidia. You sleep and you still see those stuff in your sleep. I don't even think you can sleep. But yeah, we're going to start with some psychedelics, some stories that you've seen. Okay, some psychedelics we know of are stuff like shrooms. Yeah, I'm sure some of you have tried shrooms. Common
one around here.
Yeah, magic mushrooms and LSD. Is LSD acid? I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, see, they usually call it acid.
Yeah. Yeah, LSD, yeah, Molly, and
Molly is actually common.
Yeah, Molly is, it's really common. Yeah, those are the most common psychedelics. And if you've ever tried, please tell us if your experience was good or bad. Yeah. Yeah. And if you've ever tried it, give us the number of the plug.
Let me deal with my demons first and then
you can try it.
Yeah. But some, like shrooms, we saw in some documentary the active ingredient in there. It was being tested in whether it can be used to treat some conditions like anxiety and depression.
Mm-hmm.
Although the people who participated in the study were a few, the results were pretty much positive. Like, yeah, people who had anxiety were like, I've never felt anxious since that day, you know.
Oh yeah, and people with addictions, like alcohol, the people who took the psychedelic, they said after the trip, they didn't feel that urge to smoke a cigarette or drink anymore.
Imagine if it was that easy to get an addiction. Just like that. And it's not that you have to be taking the psychedelic every day. Like, it's just one time.
Yeah, just one time.
And you never drink again.
Yeah.
You never smoke again.
Yeah, most people who take psychedelics, the people who have good trips, they usually say that their perception of life changed. Like, they were able to appreciate stuff more. Because, you know, when you're experiencing this new thing, you're getting to know stuff that you've never known. Like, there's this thing you've learned ever since you were born about what life is and what it contains. But then when you take a psychedelic, you're getting to learn something new. You're bonding with nature, basically.
You get to see everything in a different perspective.
Yeah, you know. And your view of life is going to be changed, like, completely. And it also applies to bad trips. Like, your change of life, your perception of life is going to change. But yeah, we'll read some trip stories, and yeah.
But I think it can be, use of psychedelics can be something good when it's monitored.
Yeah. And,
like, when you're guided well.
Mm.
Because there is psychedelic therapy.
Yeah.
You go and
you take it and there's someone looking after you and controlling what you're doing. But see, also at home, like, you can get someone to look after you because you don't know what...
Someone you trust.
Yeah, someone you trust and someone who won't panic. Because, you know, if you're under the influence and someone is panicking, you'll start panicking even more. You're supposed to have someone who's going to calm you down. When you're anxious, they're supposed to calm you down. They make sure you don't do anything dangerous. And it should be someone you trust. Someone who has good intentions.
True.
I saw this video, this YouTube video, of this guy who was trying Datura. Yeah. I'm a salvia, I don't know. And the lady was taking a video and he started crying, like, immediately Zilishika, he started, like, panicking, and you could see his breathing was like he couldn't breathe well. And then the girl, the lady was panicking, was like, she was like, I told you not to take it, do what I thought. And then the guy is panicking even more, you know, like she's not helping.
You're not even helping. This person is already in their own world. You're shouting.
You're not, they're already panicking and you're making them panic even more. And it may end up being something really bad, because what if they go into shock?
Okay, that can be so scary.
Yeah, that is.
Bad trips are what's keeping me from trying. If I ever find like a psychedelic.
Yeah.
They keep me from trying, because majority of the stories are bad trips. People saying that they turned into a machine. How does that even feel like?
Like, where? I can't. I would want to. I feel like these stories, it would be better. We would understand them better if we tried them. Like, these people who were saying they became an inanimate object. I'd want to know, like, how would that feel? Like, what do you mean? Were you just stuck in one position, just looking at the object? Am I what?
Am I, you felt like you were the object? That's just funny and interesting.
Yeah.
But it also comes with risks.
Because
some people never recover.
Yeah, some people actually never recover.
How do you just take a drug and you're different for the rest of your life?
Because, you know, the hallucinations that you're seeing, it's like your mind is being projected, you know, your imaginations are coming to life. And the reason why you're not supposed to take psychedelics when you're undergoing something dark, when you're going through something like a dark moment, is because your mind is occupied by these bad thoughts, and your bad thoughts are going to be projected into real images, you know.
Yeah.
And you'll be seeing some scary stuff. I don't even think I would want to see those stuff. Like, get it only funge too much of the whole time. But I don't even think that would work. Like, it would still, everything would still be trippy. Like,
yeah, because you have images in your brain. Whatever it is you'll see inside there.
Yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm very reluctant. In the same. I remember I've ever been offered Molly. And I was like, nah.
I'm not really.
Not today. I said, hey, not today.
But you have to prepare yourself. Like, don't just take psychedelics for fun. Like, make sure you know where you're taking it, you know the people who you're with. I don't think you should also take psychedelics alone. Like, don't take psychedelics peke yako, because you don't know what will happen. You don't know if you'll walk out of the room. You don't know. Let's say in the case where you take like shrooms somewhere that's not like home, and then you're under the influence, you can't even, your sense of direction, you may potter. You don't know where you parked your car. You don't know the route to your home. So you're just stuck there. And then what will happen?
Maybe you don't know what will happen. What you're seeing isn't even real. What if you end up taking a knife?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I saw this. I don't remember the name of that drug. But there was this criminal. It was a woman. She used to go to bars and she would crush this tablet and then blow it on the faces of like men, and these men would be now under the influence. So she would lure the men like to their homes and tell the men, like, just give me everything you have. And that's, they did, because they didn't know they were doing anything wrong. They didn't know they were being robbed, because they were under the influence. And then she would take them like to the ATM and then tell them, just put in your card, remove all the money in your bank. And they would, this the whole time they're just smiling, laughing with the lady, so because
nothing even looks suspicious.
Nothing looks suspicious. And in the morning they're waking up, everything of theirs is gone. their bank account is empty, and yeah. And I don't know, she was eventually caught, but I would say that's smart. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Nothing looks suspicious. It just looks like you came home with a lady you found in the club.
And people usually just like, hey, that's his business.
Yeah, that's his business. Like, I can't interfere.
Damn.
Don't do that. Utashiko na wende. Utashiko na ulale kamiti. But I don't, most of the ninis aren't. It's rare. I mean, okay, I don't know. But most of the psychedelics that people have tried, they're not really that easy to find. Like, you know, if I was to sell psychedelics, I wouldn't be all loud about it. Like, oh, I sell, you know, LSD, I sell ni wale tu wa chini chini.
But shrooms.
Yeah, like shrooms.
You'll find it even on TikTok.
Yeah, true.
People selling. With some kind of nice sound there. Who is your dad? And they're selling for you shrooms.
But in the States, I saw the stuff like Molly, Ecstasy. Like the tablets are sold in the stores at petrol stations. Like you can what? Just go and buy a tablet, an Ecstasy tablet.
Yeah, no, I'm a good child because I don't know any of this.
Imagine if that was like a thing here. But all of the psychedelics have been banned here. Yeah. I don't think even Molly is allowed.
Yeah, we're among the country that signed on a psychedelic ban. So, yeah, you people, it's not legal.
Yeah, but I feel like psychedelics, I mean, it's not really understood. Like, it's like marijuana, yeah? Like weed. There's this perception that a lot of Kenyans have on weed. Like, the first thing you tell... let's say a parent thinks of when they hear the word weed, I'm a bangi, the first thing is ghetto. One, ghetto. Yani two,
ni mwizi. Huu ni jambazi.
Yeah.
Hana kichwa mzuri.
And they don't really realize the good aspects of weed, which I don't even think the bad aspects are, like, you know.
Has anyone ever died from weed? I've never heard of anyone dying from weed.
But anyway, it's not like I've tried.
Yeah.
So atujui, but...
I mean, we'd never know.
Yeah, we'd never know.
Okay, we'll read for you some stories. I have short stories on... This is what, Salvia.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Salvia?
No, we've not talked about Salvia. So, that these are drugs. They're like psychedelics, but like they're worse. And they're known as delirians. And it comes from the word delirium, which means a disturbed state of mind characterized by symptoms such as confusion, disorientation, agitation, and hallucinations. So, some delirians are Salvia and Datura. And these are two drugs that we shall tell you not to try. Like, we would advise you never to try these drugs because...
There hasn't been a single good trip.
Yeah. There has, but like the bad trips
are way
overpower.
More.
Yeah. Like they're way more. Because not everyone has, most people don't have like the best state of mind, you know. Like, of course, everyone has the dark part of their mind. And Salvia and Datura and the other delirians bring out that part of the mind. Yeah. And okay, statistically, Salvia, it lasts for 10 minutes. It's not a long trip. But Datura lasts for 3 days. and
insane.
Yeah, 3 days, and they're not, it's not at a good 3 day trip. And you know, even for Salvia,
even 10 minutes might look like years.
Yeah, it's 10 minutes in the real world, but when you're tripping, it's more. It's like you start a whole other life. But we'll talk about it, like we'll say a story and you'll understand. But we give the disclaimer again, please never try these drugs. Yeah. Unless you want to. We don't know. We actually don't know. You might die, you might not. But even if you don't,
I'll kill someone.
If you don't die, your perception of life will definitely be really different. And you know, for Datura, some people never recover. Like, you might never go back to your normal life ever.
So, I mean, yeah, we are young. We'll want to try these things.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, it's a bit too extreme. I mean, just think twice and do some research about it.
Yeah, before you try like be any smart. Of these. You don't know. Something. Especially as a student, in case you're still... you're in school, you should be really careful with stuff you take, because it might really affect like
some what you things do. You can never come back from.
Mm.
And imagine living with that regret for the whole of your life, just telling saying, Aisha,
I didn't.
That split second, I wish I wouldn't have done that.
Mm.
That's one of the most painful things to ever live with.
Yeah.
So just be smart. Usiseme ati lawama baadaye ati yolo. Yeah, YOLO, but that's
once. YOLO, but...
yo, once, yo. It can mess with you forever.
Yeah.
So, okay. Salvia, it has the most extreme stories.
Mm.
So let me start with one. I was at a small party in high school. And I took a hit. Imagine, just one
just
puff.
Just one puff is okay. If you ever take it, just take one puff.
And whoever is giving this story wanted to be filmed so that she would remember. She would look back to like what happened during the trip. So she says, after a decent long fall, all of a sudden there were huge trains that came at me and rammed themselves down my throat, pushing out everything inside. I was pissing, shitting, and vomiting everywhere. That's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
But then she came to realize, like, she actually wasn't pissing or shitting or vomiting. She was just, it was just her brain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, imagine you're in that scenario. You're at a party and you think you're shitting everywhere. And vomiting, and how people will be looking at you.
I know. Like, where did that even come from? You're okay.
Yeah.
Like, just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, so she says she went to the bathroom, and it turned out I was completely fine. Nothing had happened. She just said staying alive was worth it.
Yeah. So, the pissing, shitting, and vomiting was all in her head.
It was just in her head.
Where?
And you know, in the story it says she was telling everyone to leave.
Yeah.
So people are wondering, what the hell is wrong? Like, we leave, as in.
Eh, hey, what do you mean?
Bash ndo inaanza. Kumbe hiyo thinking, una diarrhea huko mbele ya watu.
That's, I wouldn't want to go through that. Even though it lasts for like 10 minutes, that's a bad 10 minutes. Those are really bad 10 minutes really to go through. Mm. Another Salvia trip reports I saw, it was actually filmed. I don't know if the video is still on YouTube. If it is, we'll share it. But it's this guy, he took two puffs. He took two puffs of Salvia. And they were like really big puffs. And you know, it hits immediately. Like, you take it the first time, you start feeling yourself, like, getting disoriented. Mm. And then the second time, that's when you completely get high, you know. And he said, immediately it started, he was underwater.
What?
Yeah, he was underwater and he met a girl, a mermaid. They started dating and then they made a, like, they had a whole family. And according to him,
all this in just 10 minutes.
Yeah, according to him, it was 6 months. So according to him, he was living underwater for 6 months. He had a whole family and he was happy underwater. And he said that when he started his trip, when he entered underwater, he was able to adjust to the breathing of a fish, according to him. You see, now, of course, the way humans breathe and the way fish breathe is different. Mm. So when he entered water, in quotes, he breathed like a fish. And then when his trip ended, he couldn't breathe. He was choking because he wasn't used to the human breathing again. So he had to adjust again, you know. Like, he entered this underwater realm, he had to adapt to their breathing. And then when he came back to reality, he had to adapt to our breathing.
What the hell? That's,
yeah, that's
trippy.
Yeah, so, and it's just
a whole family.
A whole family. Months. 6 months, come, it was just 10 minutes in the real world. And he said he would never want to do that again. It wasn't a good thing.
So, like, were the children mermaid
people? See, he was a merman. He was a merman. So everyone around him was either a fish, a mermaid. That's scary, actually. Like, the fact that he had to adapt. I don't even know how that works. He had to adapt to the breathing underwater and then breathing. When he came back, he had to go back to breathing as a human. That's scary. And the fact that it's just in his mind, like, everything is happening in his head.
You're just sitting somewhere in a living room, but you have a family in your head.
That's scary. Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's another one. This girl took a single puff. And immediately she was a square. Like, she,
like the shape.
She became a square. Like, in that, whatever reality she was in, nothing is moving, nothing. Like, she was just a square.
Mm-hmm.
And other people, other things were circles. And she was struggling to understand the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
But when, like, it ended, I mean, this was kind of boring, but funny. Imagine just being a square.
Yeah, just...
Does it just feel to be a square? But she's like, she'd never do it again.
Yeah. Most people who take Salvia, they say... Salvia and Datura, they become this inanimate object. Like, if there's something in your room, let's say, like a speaker... You become one with the speaker. You become the speaker.
Like, that's weird. That's funny.
I would want to... It's weird for us to, like, think about it now, but I'm sure, like, when you're under that influence, then it makes sense, you know?
Yeah. This one is weird. Let me just quote the words.
Mm-hmm.
I took a few hits and lay down on my bed. I left my body in third person before my focus expanded from the room itself and I became the universe. I was God and everyone and everything was God. I still had my senses, which felt completely connected, but I breathed as the universe, heard as the universe, and felt as the universe. I was spinning inside the universe while being the universe at the same time. What?
What?
I'm sure, like, to him it makes sense.
Yeah, but to us it doesn't.
Like, everything was good.
What does that even mean? It's so weird, you know? And it's so interesting, like, what the mind can do. Like, making you, like, taking you to this other reality. You know.
Some people even say they've seen what happens in the afterlife. Heaven. But now if we all have different versions of heaven.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what will... Hey, but that's scary. Well, are they going to the afterlife? You're experiencing this. But I guess it can go both ways, you know. Like, the guy we saw, he said he was suffering. He was a cancer patient. And he saw the afterlife. And according to him, he was at peace. And it wasn't, like, really a bad thing for him. So he was asking himself, like, why was I scared to come here, you know?
Like, am I so afraid of death?
Yeah, you know. But then, again...
She took shrooms. And she just felt at one with her femininity.
Yeah.
And she started, like, everything about her being a woman. She just started thinking about it.
Yeah.
And after the trip, she quit her job and became a midwife.
For real?
Wow. Yeah. She's like, being a woman, like, thinking about, wow, I can actually house another human being inside. Yeah. Like, it just revealed a lot to her. And
yeah, I guess that's a good
her path trip. In life. Changed,
yeah,
completely.
Yeah, in the case where you also have a good trip and you're able to realize some stuff about yourself, I mean, your perception of life for the rest of your life is going to definitely change. And that can be a good thing. It is a good thing in case it changes for the better.
But again, it's rare for you to have a good trip.
Yeah, very, very rare.
So tell us about Datura. When I heard about Datura, I thought it's a weed.
Actually, it is. It is a weed.
If I'm it's not a flower. It's a kwa book ya classics or something. Kwa weeds.
I was wondering, like, who even decided, let me smoke these seeds of this weed to see if anything will happen. Like, how did they discover that this thing is actually a psychedelic? But anyway, you know, there's some things that are left unknown, I guess.
Yeah.
But Datura, it's like a really bad drug because the trip lasts for 12 to 72 hours. For most people, it lasts for 72 hours. And imagine going through 72 hours of hell. Yani, the worst things imaginable are happening to you in real time. But to you only, everyone else around you is going on in their normal lives. And yeah, so it also hits like immediately. Like the moment you smoke it, that's when it hits. And the first effects are your mouth feels dry and your vision gets blurry. And some side effects for Datura are psychosis. It can cause psychosis and it can cause blurry vision and inability to urinate.
See, so they start with psychosis. Psychosis is the most common side effect.
Yeah, because you can... In the case where you have like a really bad trip, I think the hallucinations just stick with you forever. Like, they don't leave. And that's scary. Imagine your whole life you've been okay. Like, you don't have schizophrenia. You don't have any disorder that is associated with hallucinations.
Being the most average normal person ever.
But the moment you just take this drug, that's when you start... seeing these things you don't even know. You start seeing hallucinations and then the hallucinations decide, you know what, we're going to stick around, we're not leaving.
And inability to urinate, bro. Like, you fear peeing.
Like, you're that high. Like, you're that high, you can't even pee. that's wow. That's it'll even lead to organ failure. Like your kidney is just stop working. And that's scary. And I guess you know how humans are. Like you'll tell them how many times, don't try it. It's like when you tell someone, don't think about elephants, what's the first thing you'll think about? Elephants.
Yeah. True.
Don't push the red button. You'd want to, you know, the first thing you'd ask yourself is what will happen if I do. And it's the same thing we're telling you. If we're telling you don't try it, please trust us. Because when you do, you don't know how you'll go. You might think you'll have a good trip. But then again, you might not, you know. And
you live in that regret forever.
Actually, you don't even think you'd be able to think. You know, there are people who take that drug and they can't even remember their normal lives, like their lives before. And you can't even live with that regret because you don't even remember taking this drug, you know.
That's
like crazy. It's become your new reality. And yeah, see, there was this Reddit user. Apparently, before he took the drug, he was telling his readers that he's going to try it, and the people were like, "Don't, like, you don't know what will happen." And you know, he was like, "I just want to try it," and he tried it, and he never came back to Reddit. So there were theories that he probably didn't even remember he had a Reddit. He probably didn't even remember that.
Like, he just disappeared.
Yeah, like, he just disappeared. No one could find. We don't know if he died. We don't know what happened to him, if he went missing. But in the case where he's still alive, he probably doesn't even remember that he was supposed to tell everyone his experience. And what? And that's the thing when we were saying, like, especially if you're a student, imagine you've taken this drug and you don't even remember that you were studying. You don't remember what uni you were in. Everything that you've ever learned.
And in a factory in a posteria, too.
Basically. And you're into this whole other reality that's probably worse than the normal one. And that's not a good thing. But I'll read some short stories for people who took Datura. And yeah, so this one says, "I was in bed when I woke up in another dimension. I saw thousands upon thousands of dead bodies stacked up on one and another going through into the sky. Lots of bloody screams. And blood was stained onto the walls of brownness. And that's all I recall until I woke up with a horrible headache. And the doctors telling me I'll be okay." So she ended up in hospital.
Seeing dead bodies everywhere and blood.
And some are going into the sky and blood. So she probably did go to the hospital. I think
a little hysterical and screaming or something.
This other one says, "I remember watching TV. I don't remember the show, but there are bugs all over the walls. The man in the corner won't stop staring at me." What? "I'm hearing whispers from the kitchen. I try to sleep. I can't relax over the breathing coming from the foot of my bed. I can feel its breath." Guy.
The bed.
Like there's something at the foot of the bed breathing. "Itching, lots of itching, can't sleep, I'm dying. I've died multiple times already and I'm going to die again. I hope this is the last time. I walk outside, it's daytime, there's a girl talking to me. She looks dead." She tells me I'm next. I snap out of it. Back in my room, she's standing in front of me, huge bugs everywhere. None of this seems to bother me anymore. I have multiple, more strange occurrences that like this, but I don't remember them."
That just sounds like...
That's scary. A horror movie, actually.
Yeah, like one scene to the other. Bugs,
and then there's a man in the corner staring, and then whispers, and then something on the foot of your bed breathing. For 3 days. And that she died. They died
multiple times.
And they're going to die again. Like, and they can't sleep.
That girl is like, "You're next."
I know.
Hey.
Now I'm convinced, Kabisa, not to try it. The one thing I'm really scared of is that realm, you know, the spiritual realm. Hey, I don't want to do anything to interfere with it. And something that I told myself is I would never want to like meet like a spirit or ghost. And this drug, it's like it's offering you that opportunity. The chance. Like, yeah, like, so you just meet them. Eh.
For me, I'd like to meet a dead person.
Where? I don't know if I would handle it. I feel like the fear would be too much. But that's a scary experience.
Mm.
Ati, she looks dead. How does, like, what do they mean? Like,
pale.
There's no, yeah. I'm a, like, pale.
Where I'm that's... gonna rotten flesh, maybe.
What? Okay. This is the other short story. I find the memory effects that happen when you are on this plant seem to misplace me in the reality that everyone else is living and getting along in. It's not a nice feeling. I feel totally separate from people, and the memory flashbacks are overwhelming, not letting me get on with present day life. It's crazy. If you want advice, beware of how many times you actually use Datura, and remember that the unwanted side effects are always there, like memory time travel. So basically, they're just saying, like, their life right now is whatever. Different. Like, it has been affected.
Mm.
Like, they keep remembering those, you know, those trips. Yeah. But that's not... I wouldn't want to...
Someone said they became a Lego. They became
How does that Lego. Even feel? Like, do you just get stuck on one position and you become that thing? I guess we'll never really know. Okay, I know I'll never really know because I know I'm not taking that drug ever.
That's
what I say.
If I ever encounter it, I just go
back. How do you even snap out of it? Do you even snap out of it? No one outside can help you snap out of it. It's you and your literal demons. You have to fight them. And you can't sleep. I don't think...
Rio at 10 minutes.
Mm.
3 days.
3 days. And you might never recover. Like, you might actually never recover. But where? Anyway. Never try it. Again, yon merenga pitu mewambia. Never try it. But, and you know, the funny thing is, people don't know, like, that it's a drug. You've probably seen it, like, in the bushes, Kusha, or maybe in your garden, it's growing, but you don't even know how it is, how it looks.
Msiende mgugu la tinakaji. Kukuna yangalia everywhere you go.
But I mean, again, if... We're telling you not to do it, but ukijua you can handle it, then I guess you can do it, but also to blame. And
tell us. Yeah. Yes. Tell us experience.
After your 3 days, could you tuambie? If that is if you even remember that you were supposed to tell us.
For real.
Okay. There's another story we saw here for mushrooms. Okay, I'll read it. It's quite long, but oh, it's the one you're talking about. The one who... the midwife.
Mm.
Okay. That one she said.
Imagine a drug changing the whole course of your life.
I think this is LSD. Yeah. Okay. The person here doesn't... Okay, I'll try to read it. But kuna some errors... So, excuse me for any...
Oh, the person who wrote
me. Yeah, yeah, okay. I had chocolates with Enigma and Pearly Gates in them. I think that's like... I would just search. I think that's another name for maybe the drug.
Yeah.
With, yeah, Enigma and Pearly Gates.
It's wait, what? Or Viagra?
What? What's Pearly Gates?
So the enigma is Viagra.
Yeah, it's slang. It's acid. It's paper acid.
Damn.
Okay. I had chocolates with Enigma and Pearly Gates in them. I make all the products myself. I have taken the same dose many times before, but this time was different. About 30 minutes after intake, I could feel the come up. So I lay in my dark, cold room. Now, why would you do that? Like, why would... Dark and cold. I lay in my dark, cold room and start to meditate. Music going, mask on, feeling great, and singing along with my playlist. Closed eye fractals going totally normal. Then my music starts sounding garbled, like a Walkman with low batteries from back in the day. I stare at my phone, which is melting, but found if I concentrate on it, then music picks back up. I go back to having fun. Music really starts sounding fucked up, garbled. No sense. I can't see my phone anymore. I am having total open eye fractals and my room is fucking bright, like new light bulbs bright. Before I give the next part, I'm a registered nurse for 15 years with 10 years in the ER and now hospice for the last 5. I'm laying there, can't figure out the music, and then realize I'm breathing shallow. I felt my neck for pulse and it's slow. I always run in the 90 to 100. I think that's the heart rate. Yeah. I think I overdosed. I have to fight. I need to push through and it'll wear off. Then I couldn't hear music anymore. I heard a voice saying just let go, and I said no.
Maybe that's death calling.
I need to fight. I need to get it out of me. So I get up from my bed and walk in a straight line to my bathroom shower. I felt like I was puking. I saw this black bile coming out of me. Thinking I was better, I turned around and walked to my bed to find that I was still there. And I looked like one of my hospice patients when I go pronounce a death. Like my face was sunken and pale. I put my hand on my chest. I really felt the sensation on my hand. Of my flesh. What? Okay. It wasn't rigor cold. It was cool. But it didn't feel... I didn't feel my heartbeat and I didn't feel my chest rise. So I just talked to myself. You did it, big guy. You have been growing mushrooms and studying and microdosing and came so far. You never have anything done, anything hobby-wise for this long. You always said... You didn't want to live to be old. 47 is a good age. Nobody will know and it will look like natural causes. So is he like convincing himself to kill himself? Thank you for letting me live in your body. Oh, okay. What? Thank you for letting me live in your body, but I'm gonna go now. See what is in store for me. Then I turned around, walked through my back wall to my backyard. I remember the coolness of the night. The frog noises. I held my hands out and closed my eyes. Then woke up in the next morning. There was nothing in my shower. My lights are still off. Anyways, I wanted to finally share. I went from daily drinking vodka to nothing. Just didn't have the urge anymore. Lots of things are different now. Oh, so this whole trip was happening when he was laying in his bed.
Yeah,
it was. He was actually just laying in his bed. Everything else was in his head.
And he saw himself checking himself.
Yeah.
For a pulse.
Mm.
Him being dead.
Yeah. It was all in his head. Yeah, that's scary. But the fact that it's helped with his addiction to alcohol.
At least he came out with something good.
Yeah. But I guess psychedelics, I feel like there are some good aspects to some psychedelics when it comes to stuff like, you know, the cigarettes, the smoking addiction, the drinking, problems, anxiety. It helps some people, but you can never be sure that it'll help you, you know.
Because it also depends on the person.
Mm. I mean, I want to say that I think you should try, like, new stuff, but you should be really careful with, you know, stuff you try. Some stuff, you know, they won't, your body won't kubali. Like, aita kubali the new.
Especially if the risks outweigh the benefits.
Yeah, you should be really, like, cautious. And don't try stuff. Like, don't try stuff that you don't know, you know. Like, let's say you go to a party and someone tells you, go try this. Just smoke it and you don't even know what it is.
It's some new drug.
Mm.
My friend gave it to me, bro. Hmm. You might die.
Mm. See, some drugs are usually laced with like others, like fentanyl. Yeah. And fentanyl, you know, like literally the smallest puff can kill you.
What's this drug that's becoming a problem in the US?
Yeah, it's that one.
It's that one. Mm. Like people look like zombies.
Mm. Yeah, they can't even. There was actually a video in Nairobi Gossip of someone, there were people asking, fentanyl imefika Nairobi? Like, because you're literally just standing there. It's like you're sleeping when you're standing. Kumbe, it's just you're high. You're that high.
And I saw it even causes, like, your flesh to start rotting by itself.
Oh, yeah.
And it's irreversible.
Mm.
Like, unabaki tu na mashimo kwa mguu, mkono, and it looks so bad.
I can't even imagine how it smells.
And you can't heal from that.
Like rotting. Yeah. Ew. Rotting flesh from inside. Why would you want to do that to yourself, honestly? And you know, the thing is, okay, psychedelics aren't, like, addictive,
yeah.
But there are those drugs that are, like, really, like, the first time you take them, you're already hooked, you know, stuff like cocaine and all that. But that's a whole other, you know, subject. But you should be really careful with stuff you take, and don't just take stuff until telling yourself, you only live once. There's no other time you can try it.
Especially even, like, now coming back to us, Kenya now.
Mm.
There's a lot of illicit alcohol being sold.
Yeah.
So if you think that you're being cheap, a good thing. You're being sold pure ethanol with flavor. No, for real. Ama, you're, like, at this point, we don't even know what we are drinking.
Yeah.
Because it's everywhere. You can't say ati because when you buy liquor shop, you're sure it's legit. You're not sure.
Yeah.
So also, on that, be careful.
Very. But that's it. We just wanted to, you know, bring light to this topic and warn you guys of some of the effects that you might not know comes with some, you know, drugs. I'm sure most of you didn't even know there was a drug called Salvia or Datura. But now that you know not to take them.
If you ever hear that name.
Mm, don't even think about trying it. Because the mind, it's way more complex and there are way darker stuff in there than you think, you know, is there.
Mm.
And you wouldn't want your dark thoughts to come to life. You wouldn't. I don't think most people will be able to handle it.
Yeah, I mean, they're hidden for a reason.
Mm. So keep them hidden, you know.
Yeah, you love yourself.
Jipende to try others. I would say maybe when you're ready, try these other stuff like shrooms. It's something I would want to try. Mm-hmm. You know, some drugs that don't have long-lasting effects.
And those negative stories.
Mm. But stuff,
becoming a table.
It's of it was a, tunachukua from plants and then you put it in rolling paper and smoking it. Be careful with stuff you don't know. And yeah, we've just given you like the first page, but you can go do your research.
Yeah.
Read other stories. Read other stories and warn people not to take it.
You'll even find some simulations of a salvia chip on TikTok.
Yeah.
You can go watch those things.
Yeah.
Some of them look really... I mean, imagine seeing that for hours.
I know, days. Hours. Where? And you can't sleep. Like, even when you close your eyes, you'll just see them.
That's so exhausting.
But yeah. Where? Anyway, yeah, that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed. And when you find something else to talk about, like concerning this topic, we'll definitely talk about it more. And if you guys have any other drugs that you feel like should be talked about, any other psychedelic drugs, yeah, just tell us.
Yeah, we can expound on maybe specific ones you want to know about. Because you just listed them. And if you have any experience that you remember after taking any psychedelic, we'd love to hear about
them. Yeah. If it was good, was it bad, would you try it again?
Yeah. And the good thing is it's anonymous.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know
who you are.
Hata kujudge.
Yeah.
None will judge you. So feel free to tell us.
Yeah. So you guys, thank you for listening and tune in for the next episode. Bye.
Bye, guys.